Sif Beis. Now we're going to start learning the halachas of Tosefos Shabbos, of adding on to Shabbos, in the beginning, and also, although it's not discussed here directly in the Shulchan Aruch, adding on to Shabbos in the end. The Mishnah Berurah gives a background. He explains that the Gemara Rishon of Tes Nashis from a Pasuk Beim Kippur, V'nisam Esnaf Shasechem, Metisha Lachodesh Be'erev, Me'erev Ad Erev Tish V'sish Shabbatchem. And the Gemara Dashes, do you think on Tish Lachodesh, do you fast on the ninth day of Tishrei? We know that Yom Kippur is on the 10th day of Tishrei, not the 9th day of Tishrei. So, Avada Bidash with this Pasuk, you learn from Be'erev, they only fast at night on the 10th day of Tishrei. But Betish L'Chodesh means you start fasting on Tisha. You have to add on a little bit. In the beginning you add on, and then we dash again, Me'erev with Erev Tishrei to Shabbatchem. Then you have to add on the end, you have to add on everywhere that there's any of Shvisa, of Shavuos, every Shabbos Yom Tov. You have to add in B'Shevis and Reth from Malacha, a little bit extra in the beginning and at the end. So now, how much and where do you add on to Shabbos? Here we're going to focus more on the beginning of Shabbos, which are the halachas that have been discussed over here at Samaria Samachalos. Mishnah Berurah explains that obviously after before Ben Hashmashas, because Ben Hashmashas is Sofa Gim, Sofa Glilo. That might be Shabbos proper. Somebody does Malacha Ben Hashmashas has to bring an Ashim Tolin. It's a real Sofa Deraisa. They're over on the real time of Shabbos. Here we're talking about the Seva Shabbos, where there's no Kuris, there's no Lav, there's just this Mitzvah's Essay, which is Darsha for the Pasuk of Enisam, Mishnah Shasechem, the Yom Kippur, and extended to all forms of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Shulchan Aruch says one has to add Mechol al HaKadosh. How long is man this Tosefos? The words of Shulchan Aruch are that's in the beginning of Shkia, when the sun is not near his heart, you can't see the sun above the horizon anymore, above the ground. Adz man bein Hashvashos. And the Shulchan Aruch says this man, this time of Tosefos Shabbos, is a time of first of walks 3 1/4 mil. If you want, you can make all of it Tosefos Shabbos. If you want, you can make some of it Tosefos Shabbos. That's up to you. As long as you make some noticeable amount of time into Tosefos Shabbos, it added on Me'achol al HaKadosh. Let's give a little background that the Be'er Halacha really gives over here. There's two shittas now to figure out Be'er Hashmashas. See, there's a steer HaSugis to two different Gemaras about how long Be'er Hashmashas is. Is Be'er Hashmashas the amount of time it takes a person to work 4 mil, or is the amount of time it takes a person to walk 3/4 of 1 mil? Now, it's based on the Gemaras. The stama is that it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. A mil is about 3/4 of a mile, maybe a little less than that, something a little, maybe a little more than a kilometer. And based on Gemara, as it comes out, according to Moshe, does that a person could walk a mil in 18 minutes. So one Gemara would see if they give the implication of Ben Hashmashas to 72 minutes, but we're familiar with the concept of the 72 Zman. This Zman is known as Shem Rebbein Tam, really many other Rishayim hold like that also. And Mechaber Shulchan Aruch goes that way as well. And the other Shita holds a Ben Hashmashas, they work off the other Gemara, that Ben Hashmashas is only 3/4 of a mil. The amount of time a person walks 3/4 of a mil, which is 13 and a half minutes. Now, the Shita of 4 mil 72 minutes, how they deal with the other Gemara? So they hold the Shkia, Rishonah, Shkia, Shnia, Ben Tam, and there's the Shita of the Mechaber. Hold, there's the first Shkia, which is what we call Shkia. And there's a second Shkia, which is 58 and a half minutes later, and that one starts the serious Be'er Hashmashas, when it's Usher to the Malacha, it's a Savak Deraisa at that point of Friday night, 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. And that Savak Deraisa goes until 72, the last 13 and a half minutes. The first 58 and a half minutes, after Shkia, Rishonah, until Shkia, Shnia, those 58 and a half minutes, the Etzim are not part of Shabbos yet, they're still Yom. However, there's a mitzvah to Seva Shabbos to add on Me'achol al HaKadosh, Me'kabel Shabbos during that time. You want, you can start in the beginning of the 58 and a half minutes, you want, you can start somewhere in the middle of the Mechaber saying, as long as you take on some notice about the Seva Shabbos before Shkia Shnia, which is 58 and a half minutes after Shkia Rishonah. The other Shita is the Shita of the Ga'inim, which the Gra, the Vilna Ga'in goes with, and many other Paiskim. That Shkia is what we call Shkia. And by 13 and a half minutes after that, it's already Vali Lila. The Gemara of 4 mil, they say the special Gemara dealing only with certain specific halachas. But for all other Dinei Torah, we go with the first Shkia, and 13 and a half minutes after that, it's Chavim. According to that, sheet, that's what's the Seva Shabbos. The Seva Shabbos means adding on before that, even a few minutes before that time. A few minutes, it'll be something like a few minutes before that. Rabbi Yisha says in the Tshuva, at the minimum one has to stop doing halachas at least 2 minutes before Shkia. And that's the minimum of the Seva Shabbos. A violates a mitzvah to do more. Be'er Halacha brings that there's a Shita of the Ireim that holds that even earlier, there's Zman of Tosefos Shabbos, and the Zman of Ben Hashmashas starts even earlier before we call Shkia, Tosefos Shabbos starts even before that. That's not the Iker Halacha. However, the minhag is of ladies bet shlicht long enough for Shkia to try to be yetzer the Shita also. In most Litvish circles, the ladies bet shlicht 18 minutes before Shkia, and this way they can makabel Tosefos Shabbos when they light, according to all Shittas. Akapam, even a man must stop to Malacha to be yetzer the Shita at least a few minutes, 2 minutes, or preferably leave it a little more than that before Shkia to Makai in the midst of the Sabbath Shabbos. A Shiloh is the Raisa, the Rabban, whatever the Greez Allah is that we have Makabah to Sabbath Shabbos before Shabbos.